people who use particles are about to move into our body and want them at for over 5 years.
Impossible dreams. You can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air. Let me see your hands in the air.
By Branson Music Show and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of Yosemite. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities.
Earthquakes and many
Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation.
This is impossible. Our ministry would like to information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses American prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hit addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. This is Saturday, April 14th, 2007. And, discussing the federal income tax. And primarily, I guess I've sort of ranted on longer than I really intended to on the Siegel case. But as I talk more about this, I see more problems with his position. And just that I think I just was really, really hoping. I mean, as Larkin said, it was one of the rare occasions where you'd actually get somebody other side to talk about the issue rationally and discuss it. And I was hoping he would come on and we would get into a little bit more of the nitty gritty of the law, but he decided for whatever reason not to do that. And, as I said, one of the claims he's even made throughout his discussion, claims that I would refer to as hearsay, you know, in a court of law, the so-called refutation of Larkin's position would be referred to hearsay. Well, can't be true because all these judges have ruled against it. Can't be true because nobody among the aggressive attorneys out there who like to sue the government is suing the government over this issue. Therefore, it can't be true. I would like to pose to Siegel this question. If it is so easy to refute Larkin's position, then and others for that matter, why in Larkin's case, as in his wife Tessa's case, as in Dixon Cannon's case, three trials which I attended, why did the prosecution, the Department of Justice, do everything possible, and in my view, with the assistance of the judge, to keep the jury from hearing a refutation? I mean, if it's so doggone easy to refute Larkin's position on the merits of the law, then why don't they simply let him lay out his whole position and in rebuttal go in and slice it and dice it and show the jury how clearly it's incorrect? But they, of course, don't do that, and they never do that in any trial. They do everything they can to keep the jury from hearing actual citations of law. And it seems to me if someone were really, really convinced that their position on the law were absolutely correct, they wouldn't have any trouble letting someone counter it because then they would be confident they could they could talk about it. I mean, you know, if somebody wanted to debate, you know, evolution versus creationism, for example, and somebody said, well, somebody took, you know, either position and simply said, well, your position can possibly be right because I have all these esteemed colleagues on my side and they certainly would have looked into it if your position is correct. That's not really a scientific argument. That's simply a claim by consensus. And we don't settle issues, certainly scientific issues, by consensus. We settle them by the evidence. And, of course, that's what we, I say we and Larkin and people surrounding him have tried to do for 6 years now, is to get somebody to come on and really get into the nitty-gritty of the issue. And when we get right down to the brass tacks of the issue, they say want to make an assertion, and they don't want to back it up with any statements, it seems to me. And that's where the problem is. We have all these so-called tax professionals, and, of course, you heard me talk, I think, last week in our block, how we contacted 600, some 600 individual H&R Block facilities in some 33 states and asked them one simple question. And I'll tell you the question we asked them. It was basically Larkin's first question. It was, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's very, very close. We asked H&R Block, do you use the rules found in 26 U.S.C. Section 861B and the related regulations, 26 CFR 1.861-8, in addition to any other relevant sections, to determine your client's taxable domestic income? Well, that should have been an obvious yes or no answer to H&R Block, but they refused to answer the question. When I called up H&R Block here in Kansas City, their corporate headquarters, around April 7th, 8th, or 9th of 2003, and I was put in touch with an attorney named Lois Gladstone, refused to answer the question and told me she was not at liberty to answer the question. So it's just really, really, really strange, Ms. Siegel, Professor of Law, that if your position and your side is so obviously correct that, as you say, the it's not even worthy of rational debate, why is there such incredible stonewalling from tax professionals, from H&R Block, from members of Congress, from senators, from the IRS, from the Department of Justice, from the Department of Treasury? Why this blanket refusal to come out publicly and really get to the nitty-gritty of the issue? Why? As Aaron points out in his movie, American Freedom to Fascism, why when we go to Commissioner Everson in that press conference that's shown videotape footage of which is shown in the movie, why when he's asked, you know, show us the law, he talks about, well, I've been paying taxes since I was first started working. I think it's a fundamental construct of our nation that if we're going to have these certain things, we got to pay taxes. That had nothing to do with the law, nothing whatsoever. Why did Sheldon Cohen say that the IRS code is justified or based on the 16th Amendment, and then later in that same interview say that the 16th Amendment is irrelevant? You know, these are not small matters, Professor Siegel, and you did not attend any of these matters. Obviously, the crux of the argument was rebutting Larkin's thing, but you didn't attend to those. Why not? Why didn't you attend to those? Well, I think the answer is obvious. He can't. He has his position, and the facts are not going to dissuade him of this. And, of course, lots of people are. And then he chided Larkin for, you know, well, you're really misleading people and so forth out there and stuff. Larkin's not misleading. Larkin says, don't believe me if you don't agree with me. Read the law. Read these sections of the law. Read your own conclusion, which is far different than what Siegel is saying. Siegel is saying, go with the majority because the majority has credential, because the majority has the guns. That's Professor Siegel's position, apparently. And maybe we can get him to come back on. Maybe I can get Larkin and he to come on this show and talk about it sometime. But again, if you have any thoughts, give me a call here at 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Got no calls so far, but I had several last time. Okay.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of earthstory. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants, Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you like to. You win money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular dog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, welcome back to the Peter Mech Show on Republic Broadcasting Network here. Thanks for tuning in. Looks like we do have a few callers. Looks like first up is Gary from Tennessee. Gary, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mech Show.
How you doing? I kind of come in late on this program, but I was listening to some of the statements that you made. You are comparing apples and oranges. We have a U.S. organic constitution and a state organic constitution, etc. We have a president. What in reality is, we have two governments and two citizenships. We have a U.S. citizen and we have the American citizen, if you will. And you can't mix the two back and forth. For instance, the man sitting in the Oval Office is CEO of U.S. Inc. The man sitting in the office of governorship is CEO of, in my case, Tennessee Inc. And it goes right down to the local government level. You do not have, you go back to Reconstruction Act, Banking Act of 1913, Trading with the Enemy Act 1934, and all the traitorous executive orders, presidential directives, and all that stuff that Bush has pushed through. Congress is not Congress. Senate is not Senate. They are administrators of the bankruptcy of the United States of America. We do not have these things that you speak of. We are living not in a republic. We're not living in a democracy. What it has gravitated towards is basically a U.S. or a public-private partnership between corporate and government fascist police state. Now, that's the truth. If you don't believe me, go to your local courthouse, look at the flag, and watch the gold fringe on the side of it. So you have to extract yourself from the political status of U.S. citizenship into a American citizenship before you can talk about Supreme Court decisions. All Supreme Courts and their decisions prior to the Civil War are not a point of law. We have no law. There are statutes, regulations, and et cetera, et cetera. And until people get that through their head, you can talk all you want, Supreme Court decisions, and the judge will laugh at you. In fact, the judge will laugh at you if you bring up your constitutional rights in his court of law. Trust me.
Well,
your comment, please.
I've heard these arguments before, Gary. I'm not an attorney. I don't think merely looking and observing a flag with gold fringe on it substantiates what you said. I don't know that there might not be. I'm just put it this way. I'm suspicious about all of these claims. I don't think that they, most of them hold water. You know, I could be wrong, and if you could present me evidence to that, fine. I'm glad to be corrected, but I don't think they have a lot of merit. I don't think it's a matter of us not realizing that we're really American citizens and not U.S. citizens. That is a relevant distinction to get the government to obey the laws. That's my.
I don't disagree with you bringing these points up, because that shows how far we have strayed from the paths of our forefathers, mm-hmm. and we must go back to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying desperately to do that by mm-hmm. rescinding my U.S. citizenship. I want to become an American.
I think many Americans. I don't think I have to rescind any U.S. citizenship to be an American, but that's just my opinion. Well Gary, thanks. Go ahead.
Legally and lawfully, you are both. That's the problem.
I don't think there's a distinction, but...
Well, there is legally and lawfully. Legally is not lawfully, and lawfully is not legally. That is a fact.
Well, maybe we should do a whole show sometime. I should get somebody to talk on that then, because I'm not conversant in that. I've heard people talk about these arguments, and I've heard the response of various people. But anyway, I thank you for your call, Gary.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your show. And I have found what little I've heard since I've been here. I got in late, as I said, quite interesting. And I wanted to throw that in and give some people some things to think about.
Okay.
Maybe I can look at their American heritage, read the Federalist
sure.
Papers and our historical documents, and bounce off the organic constitution against the present one. They're
okay.
Look-alike frauds.
Okay, we'll do that sometime, Gary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I believe, did you say Clifford is next from Canada?
Hello, Clifford here?
Yes, go ahead, Clifford. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
Okay, we have a similar problem in Canada. I guess you know that.
Yes.
At the moment, I'm in the process of filling up my income tax part because I don't owe them any money, and they owe me money from the GST. But anyways, what I was told a few years ago is that when the government gets people to prepare bills restricting people or whatever, they usually put in a loophole. So
Clifford, can you hold that thought? We're taking a break here. Okay. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but with the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $100,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in. Clifford, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, Clifford's in Canada. Go ahead, Clifford.
Yeah, so I was just saying that I was told, like I used to attend the Canadian Legal Rights meetings in Winnipeg and for about 25, 30 years. And anyways, over I learned a lot of good things about what the government has been doing wrong. And anyways, one of the things I learned was about this lady, though, that is people, when they put in some measure, like the income tax, they put in a loophole so they can be exempt.
You mean the lawmakers put in a loophole so they can be exempt?
Yeah, that the writers themselves or the formulators, they put in a loophole so that they themselves can be exempt. Mind you, almost everyone else can be exempt if they know that loophole.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. That may or may not be true in the U.S. as well. I'm not aware of that.
Well, it is in that there is no law that says you folks have to definitely pay those taxes.
So what you're contending is that Canadian laws have similarly deceived Canadian citizens about what they're obligated to pay.
Yes, that's right, because it came in as a voluntary tax during the war, during the 1940s, I think it was.
Well, maybe the Canadians and Americans that understand this should join forces and use their combined efforts to force both governments to adhere to their own respective laws.
Yeah, well, we have some people working on that now in Canada.
Sure.
And I got websites, and I'm trying to expose some errors in government, also in religion, too, you know.
Right.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, thank you, Clifford.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got that. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Joe in Nevada, you're up. Go ahead, Joe.
Am I on now?
You're on, Joe.
Okay, listen, sir, I just would like to thank you for your program.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to make a few comments in exchange with you, if it's possible.
Go ahead.
I really believe that the quote, as much as I love Jefferson, excuse me, and he is right on, I think the more close to the bone is Andy Jackson's position with central banks.
Okay, yeah, we could do a whole show on the central
banks.
Well,
I'm sure. I'm sure, but my point is this. We lost our country in 1913 when they turned it over to the bankers.
Well, and you've seen the movie America, Freedom, and Fascism.
Oh, it's one of the finest things I've ever seen, and a common man can kind of get a grip on the magic that's being done against us.
Mm-hmm.
What this amounts to is, you know, any time they want some money, they just print it up. You and I have to work from sunup to sundown to make a few bucks.
Sure.
And they control everything, and there's corruption like there's never been before. We're in the hands of traitors. Treason is rampant, and nobody has got the guts to stand up at you people at Republican, you others, to say what's really going on. It's time we're going to have to pull the gloves off and take and get to work with these guys, because, like you entered into a dialogue with that judge, I didn't hear the first part of the program to hear whether or not he was an actual judge, but he defended the position of judges. But
I was a law professor.
Just as bad. They're dishonest. The basic idea of it is that they're completely in their own interests. They have no concern for you or me. They'll lie to you at the drop of a hat. And the only way you can get into any kind of a dialogue with the devil when you cut his head off. Because he'll lie and lie and lie till he hasn't got another breath in him.
Well, in defense of Siegel, I mean, I think he really believes what he believes. I mean, if you go to his website, which I've done now, and he says this is a myth. There's no law requiring you to pay federal income taxes. Well, that's a little broad because there is a law for certain people or certain conditions. But he says the federal tax laws are contained in Title 6 of the United States Code. I'm reading from his website now, Professor Siegel's, which the federal tax laws are contained in Title 26 of the United States Code, which is a compilation of laws passed by Congress. Okay, and he explains a little bit about what that means. And he says the most important statutory provision with regard to income taxes is Section 1 of the tax code, 26 U.S.C. Section 1. This is the section that actually imposes the income tax. It's very simply written. If you are unmarried, the relevant provision is Section 1C, which states, this is 26 U.S.C. Section 1C. The tax is hereby imposed on the taxable income of every individual who is not a married individual or individual. There is hereby imposed on the taxable income of every individual who is not a married individual a tax determined in accordance with the following table. And then there's a table. He doesn't list the table. And Larkin Rose quickly points out, fine, the tax is imposed on taxable income. And Section 1.863-1C says, quote, the taxpayer's taxable income from sources within or without the United States will be determined under the rules of section and so on. And it gives the rules there. And it gives the citations where the rules are found. So Siegel wants to say, if I understand him correctly, there's this definition that says there's a tax imposed on all taxable income, therefore everybody's subject to it. And Larkin's saying, well, wait a minute, let's get more specific. And Siegel does get more specific. So I think he's just convinced that he's so convinced of his position, he's not willing to look at something that is requires more analysis.
Can I respond to that?
Sure, please.
I'd say you're totally correct as far as legal premises and what you're quoting is law. But my point, let's cut to the quick.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how close you go to the truth, they won't acknowledge it. No matter what you do or what you say.
Right.
The only way that you're going to be able to rectify this is what Jefferson's solution was. And if you read the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, you'll see what his resolve was. We're under an obligation to defend the Constitution, my friend. And God bless you and everybody there. I just wanted to say that to you. You got a snake in the grass. No matter how well he's dressed, no matter how pretty he looks or how flourished his words are, he's a snake in the grass.
Well, I looked at an analogy. Right.
If he won't acknowledge the truth, my friend, he's not your friend.
Well, I would tell you this, Joe. I would stay on this network because next hour you will have Tom Cryer on from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time here. And Tom Cryer is an attorney in Shreveport, Louisiana, who's being charged with multiple counts of tax evasion, I believe, now at this point. And I believe his guest will be Larry Kraft, who's one of the most knowledgeable attorneys in the country, if not the most, on the federal income tax. And Tom Cryer is one of those individuals that has done exactly what you said. He said, I have a duty to do this, not because I'm trying to get out of paying money or something. I have a
it's
duty
to
the
truth, my friend. It's
he is, and he's putting his head literally on the chopping block. And we'll see what happens. But
and Ed and Elaine Brown and a few others that have gone before them, and the people are going to see this, and they're going to get the spark that's necessary for to get their huevos back and get up on their feet and start doing something about this.
Well, I hope this is the catalyst that will
do. You keep up the good work, young man. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, again, we have 20 minutes or so left to show. If you have some comments or feedback for me, even if you disagree, give me a call here at 800-313-9443. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be have to be a decision. I'm sorry? Okay, Mohab, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show from Texas.
How you doing, Peter?
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Bob.
Bob. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, you had a caller earlier that was talking about the various citizenships and
right.
What impact they might have on the taxation.
Okay.
And I don't disagree with Larkin. I don't disagree with what you have to say. But I do think that people need, just like the last guy said, when you're addressing a snake, whether it's wearing a three-piece suit or bearing a machine gun, it doesn't matter. And the bottom line is the framers of the Constitution made it very clear that we were to be taxed either directly or indirectly, and they never have imposed a direct tax. The mm-hmm. indirect taxation has to be uniform throughout the country, and mm-hmm. what they have done is they have deprived us of our birthright by calling us U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen is a Viet Cong that was shooting at me 30 years ago that came here and had a federal judge wave a magic wand over his head and say, you're equal to this guy who was fighting for his country against you 30 years ago. That's what a U.S. citizen is. There's somebody that lives here by privilege. I live here by birthright. I was born here. This is my country. And if you go into the Bible and you read the Bible where Peter and Jesus walk through the gate and the tax guy hits him up for the tax, he says, doth not master pay the tax? And Peter, he's a nervous taxpayer. He shivers a little bit, says, oh, yeah, we'll pay the tax. Later on, when they get where they're going, Jesus looks at Peter and stops him. He prevents him from entering the house. And he says, Peter, from whom do the kings of the nations collect tribute? Children or the stranger? They collect the tax from the stranger. Anybody that receives a privilege and is government granted, whether they're mining coal out of the nation's
coal supply.
Collective, yeah, it's the nation's collective natural resources. Whether they use the airwaves that belong to the nation as a whole, when they pay the tax, they're actually paying for you and me. Because they're receiving the benefit of utilizing the nation's natural resource. So, you know, we can get into, you know, there's no reason under God's, on God's green earth, for mankind to have to sit down and pour through these volumes and volumes and volumes of code to determine whether or not they're going to go to prison or home. It's ridiculous.
Not. Absolutely. So how, Bob, do we convince enough Americans of this ridiculousness?
Well, what we do is we say, no more fraud. And I'll tell you something. It may not happen until the impact or the threshold of pain reaches a high enough octave that it mm-hmm. drives people to it.
Right.
And right now, they got a six-pack of beer, color TV, and a remote control device. They're fat, dumb, and happy.
Exactly.
But that will change. This country's
broke. I wish we could accelerate the level of pain to get people to act, because it's frustrating for people you and me to sit here and understand this and watch the average American, like a little sheep, go up and be shorn every year and give away 30, 40, 50% of his hard-earned money.
You know, Peter, I stood at a Patriot meeting in San Diego, California in 1996 and cried because I was looking at 500 or 600 people singing America the Beautiful that had been beaten and raped by this government. They had their kids taken from them. They've had homes taken from them, had their cars impounded, you know, all of it. And, you know, this is a government that's supposed to be governing by the consent of the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bottom line is, it's a lie. Now, I walked away from that system in about 1989, and I never looked back, and I'll never go back. I withdrew from every possible contact or contract implied or expressed that I could possibly have with this foul government. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm going to depend on God. And that's what's wrong with our country. We depend on men. And when you send your money to this government so that they can go buy bombs to go drop them on little kids overseas, I went to Vietnam, I'm a Vietnam vet, all that stuff, man. But the bottom line is, it's wrong. That's what it is. It's wrong. And we get so divisive among ourselves because we want to talk about this angle or that angle, or you got the right idea, you got the right. Well, it matters. What matters is we've got a bunch of criminals running our country, and we need to wake up and kick their asses out.
Well, I agree with you, but I think by reporting on and having Larkin debate people like Siegel, it points out, you know, here's a professor of law, and he begins the debate by saying there's no debate. It points out, I hope, the silliness of their position. I hope people will see that.
You know what? I wanted to mention to you something when I came on the line that I didn't mention. My dad died a few years ago, and the probate attorney sued my sister. She was the executor. He sued her for $1,300. This guy was a law professor and a probate attorney. And I filed a brief, and that court, and they laughed him out of court. My sister didn't even have to say a word. But this guy was a law professor, and he sued us, and he got thrown out of the court because he was wrong.
Good.
Just like Siegel.
Right.
You know, I used to own a male stripper nightclub out in San Diego. By the time that deal was all said and done, I had 15 attorneys, and 14 of them were incompetent.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Bob.
I thank you for being there.
Participate your passion, and we just have to get more people on board. I think that's what we're trying to do. Okay, if Eric's still there, Eric, you're on the Peter Mac Show.
Yeah, it's Eric.
Go ahead, Eric. Yeah. Where are you from? Okay. Thank you. Okay, Eric, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, if Eric's still there, Eric, you're on the Peter
Mac Show. By the time that deal was all said and done, I had 15.
Well, it points out.
It's a lie. Now, I walked away. You know, we can get into, you know, there's no reason under God's, on God's green earth for mankind to have to sit down and pour through these volumes and volumes and volumes of code to determine whether or not they're going to go to prison or home. It's ridiculous.
Not. Absolutely. So how, Bob, do we convince enough Americans of this ridiculousness?
Well, what we do is we say no more fraud. And I'll tell you something. It may not happen until the impact or the threshold of pain reaches a high enough octave that it drives people to it.
Right.
And right now, they got a six pack of beer, color TV, and a remote control device. They're fat, dumb, and happy.
Exactly.
But that will change. This country's broke.
I wish we could accelerate the level of pain to get people to act, because it's frustrating for people, you and me, to sit here and understand this and watch the average American, like a little sheep, go up and be shorn every year and give away 30, 40, 50% of his hard-earned money.
You know, Peter, I stood at a Patriot meeting in San Diego, California in 1996 and cried because I was looking at 500 or 600 people singing America the Beautiful that had been beaten and raped by this government. They had their kids taken from them. They've had homes taken from them, had their cars impounded, you know, all of it. And, you know, this is a government that's supposed to be governing by the consent of the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bottom line is, it's a lie. Now, I walked away from that system in about 1989, and I never looked back, and I'll never go back. I withdrew from every possible contact or contract, implied or expressed, that I could possibly have with this foul government. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm going to depend on God. And that's what's wrong with our country. We depend on men. And when you send your money to this government so that they can go buy bombs to go drop them on little kids overseas, I went to Vietnam, I'm a Vietnam vet, all that stuff, man. But the bottom line is, it's wrong. That's what it is. It's wrong. And we get so divisive among ourselves because we want to talk about this angle or that angle, or you got the right idea, you got the right. Well, it matters. What matters is we got a bunch of criminals running our country, and we need to wake up and kick their asses out.
Well, I agree with you, but I think by reporting on and having Larkin debate people like Siegel, it points out, you know, here's a professor of law, and he begins the debate by saying there's no debate. It points out, I hope, the silliness of their position. I hope people will see that.
You know what? I wanted to mention to you something when I came on the line that I didn't mention. My dad died a few years ago, and the probate attorney sued my sister. She was the executor. He sued her for $1,300. This guy was a law professor and a probate attorney. And I filed a brief, and that court, and they laughed him out of court. My sister didn't even have to say a word. But this guy was a law professor, and he sued us, and he got thrown out of the court because he was wrong.
Good.
Just like Siegel.
Right.
You know, I used to own a male stripper nightclub out in San Diego. By the time that deal was all said and done, I had 15 attorneys, and 14 of them were incompetent.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Bob.
I thank you for being
there. Participate your passion, and we just have to get more people on board. I think that's what we're trying to do. Okay, if Eric's still there, Eric, you're on the Peter Mac Show.
Yeah, it's Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Texas, okay.
Yeah, you got some good callers today. I just want to bring up a point back on March 1st on Rick. He's on he had a guest, George Gordon. You know who George Gordon is?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, well, he really gave a good show about showing the law where the taxes are.
Can you hold on just a second? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the next caller just so I can get it down.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I was communicating with my producer there. Tom? Okay, thank you. Okay, Eric, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, did you hear what I said?
Just say it again, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, on March 1st, Rick Adams, he's on RBN. He had to guest George Gordon on the show. And he and he does a really good brief on showing the law where the income tax is. He ties it ties it to the Social Security number through the victory tax. And I just want to give that information because it was really interesting, and he pretty much gives the answer to all the critics who show me the law.
Okay, and he's on the RBN network?
Yeah, George Gordon, he has a law school. He does a law school.
Okay.
And he was on Rick Adams, who's on in the evenings on RBN weeknights.
Okay, so he was a guest of Rick Adams.
That's right.
Oh, very good.
Mark Curry.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank
good
you.
Show.
Tom from Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. Getting into the idea of, you know, jurisdiction and who we are and whatnot, there's a very fascinating fellow you may have heard of. His name is Alfred Adask, A-D-A-S-K, and he's out of Texas. And he's absolutely brilliant. He was on Worldwide First Radio, and he would give, like, lectures. He's actually gotten off the air now because he's pursuing some personal things where he's actually tying up a bunch of judges in court.
What was his last name? A-D-A-S-K.
A-D-A-S-K, Alfred Adask. And he's, I think it's kind of... he's Alfred Adask at yahoo.com, and you can Google him up. You know, you can find him that way. He'd be a wonderful guest to have because he gets right down to the nitty-gritty of basically, you know, who we are and how we got where we are. And he's along with the same fellow like in Tennessee. And Adask has been reading law for like 23 years. I mean, the guy's brilliant. And he basically says, yeah, we live in two different worlds. You know, we are people that are the flesh and blood sovereigns. But we've been kind of fooled into opting into like this kind of a fixed fantasy in other words, the courts that exist today, you cannot interface with them as a human being. You literally can't. It's like putting a three-prong plug into a five-prong plug. It will not work. You have to come in as a fictional identity. You have to be a fictional person under the law, you know. And that's what they've gotten us to do with our Social Security number. And when we stand in front of them, if we assume that they have jurisdiction over us and start dealing with us and we don't say something about it, like he says, you know, silence means consent.
Yeah.
And if you're, like he says, if you're sufficiently ignorant and part of the great unwashed, you stand there and I'll on the other side.
Yeah, okay, hold on, Tom. We're just going to have a few minutes when you get back, so you're going to have to be quick because I got one more caller. Thank you.
Okay.
Folks, hang on. We'll be back just a minute.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming size, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit card. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had?
Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 409-5633.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Okay, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. We have Tom from Florida. Tom, we're a little pressed for time, so I've got one more caller after you. If you can wrap up your comments, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Well, basically, I'm utterly convinced that we live in a fantasy cage, which has been constructed for us, and we've been convinced to live in it. And really, the only reason you're in it is because you don't know enough to say, I don't want to be in it.
But here's my point, and it's time, Tom, it'd be another show. So if you say the magic words to the judge, I'm not in this cage, this jurisdiction, I don't think they're going to listen to that.
Well,
whether it's true or not, they're not going to listen to that, are they?
There's a couple named Jack and Margie Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N, and they're somewhere in the Southwest, and they're a very interesting couple, and they've done exactly that. What they do is they put the judge on notice when they walk in and ask him if he's... They basically ask him if he's taking his oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and that pretty much gets him scared because he realizes that if he goes against his oath, he'll lose his cloak of immunity, which means he loses his pension, he loses everything. He can also be tried for treason, and apparently it makes judges very nervous when they start discussing this.
Well,
interesting couple. You should try to get in touch with them, too. I'm sure you can find out.
Why don't you send me an email with some information on contacting them?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom.
Right.
Looks like Michael from Ohio, but we're down to the last few minutes, so go ahead, please.
Right. Hello?
You're on, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick here. Thanks for having me on. In regards to somebody that spoke earlier, this is sort of a side comment, when you made reference to the temple tax that Jesus and Peter involved in, one of the key phrases that most people seem to miss out of that is that Jesus said to go ahead and pay the legalized plunder anyway, that he had more important things to do than to deal with that, so he didn't make it an issue. And I think
that's what I did today. I went ahead and paid the legalized plunder
yeah.
So I can continue on the show.
Right. And that's a Frederick Bastiat quote. But
Right.
I think much of what since I've gotten into it, when Aaron Schiff started years ago, and I've had to come to a conclusion that much of this is basically legalized plunder. Now, my question really was to ask you this, is that I had recently asked a few of the senators and representatives, two senators and representatives in the district in which I lived in, a question, and the response to them I only got from Senator Mike DeWine, who's now...
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.